U.S. and Arab trade ministers have met in Jordan to advance President Bush's plan to establish a U.S.-Middle East free trade zone within the next 10 years. The talks took place on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum's special meeting aimed at reinvigorating the Middle Eastern economy. U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell said improving infrastructure and breaking down trade barriers in the region could be a key aspect to the peace process in the Middle East.
We want peace in the region. But with peace, you need economic development, or the people will not benefit from that peace. And to get economic development, you also need investment in the human capital that exists in the region.
Mr. Powell and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick met with finance and trade ministers from 10 Arab countries and the Palestinian Authority to work on implementing President Bush's proposed free trade initiative for the Middle East. Both men said they were impressed with the level of interest and the quality of the discussions over the potential free trade zone. Mr. Zoellick said the idea for a Middle East free trade zone arose during the war in Iraq.
We recognized that it was important to not only have a security environment in military terms, but also to use that as a foundation for building opportunity and hope and empowerment in the region.
Mr. Zoellick said the Middle East has fallen behind much of the rest of the world in terms of global trade, with oil exports making up most of the region's trade volume. He hopes the new initiative will help invigorate other sectors of the regional economy. Under the initiative, the free trade deal signed between the United States and individual countries would be linked to form a regional free trade zone. Jordan already has a free trade deal with the United States. Mr. Zoellick said he is currently negotiating deals with Morocco and Bahrain and hopes to have them signed in 6 months to a year. Jordan's trade minister, Saleh Bashir, said Jordan has benefited greatly from its own free trade deal, and the United States is now Jordan's number one export market.
Indeed, we have been among the first comers that entered to the free trade business in this region, and I'm happy to say that we have seen excellent results for our economy, for employment, and for our people.
Mr. Bashir said other Arab ministers at the meeting expressed keen interest in the idea of a free trade zone. The Palestinian Authority has had a free trade pact with the United States since 1995, but Mr. Zoellick says they have been unable to take full advantage of it. Later, Palestinian Foreign Minister Nabil Shat told reporters the full potential of the trade agreement will not be reached until there is a peace deal between the Palestinians and Israel.
The problem is simply pure inability to move products and people because of the Israeli siege. And I mentioned that today at the meeting, said, Mr. Zoellick, thank you very much. We don't need any more free trade arrangements with the United States. We have them. We want Mr. Powell to make sure that we are able to move our products.
Mr. Zoellick, the U.S. trade representative, said the Comprehensive Middle East Free Trade Initiative will involve several steps. First, he pledged U.S. support for countries in the region that want to join the World Trade Organization. The initiative would also involve changing regulations and increasing U.S. trade incentives for Middle Eastern countries. And he said it is also important to improve the infrastructure and legal frameworks in Arab and Middle Eastern states because investors need to believe the nations are a safe and stable environment for their capital. Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Shuneh, Jordan.